Now we're on, as they call it, Paducah Road or Highway 45 North. It's a 4-lane. This will take us to, if you go straight on this, you go into downtown Paducah. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be turning left in Melbourne, in the Melbourne Bottoms.
April 8th, 2024 marks a rare and exciting phenomenon. According to NASA, 31.6 million people will get the chance to see a total solar eclipse. One fire department in Graves County invited anyone who could come to see it with them. 270 Stories' Lee Wright and I tagged along to find out more. Being a totality hotspot can bring a lot of people and traffic.
It's a solid line on the Dick Castleman bypass right now, which is a 2-lane around Mayfield. So it does look like there is a truck up ahead, so it could be slowing us down. But it's a pretty good line of traffic. This traffic is nothing in comparison to a major city. Just we in Western Kentucky complain about anything more than a handful of cars on the road.
Melbourne, Kentucky is one of the few areas in the state that has totality, meaning people will see the moon completely cover the sun instead of a partial one, or a partial solar eclipse. The Melbourne Civic Club, which includes their volunteer fire department and community center, hosted a fundraiser and viewing party for the community. By the time we got there, it was already in full swing. Jessica Moreland, president of the Volunteer Fire Department Board, has been a powerhouse in bringing this idea to life.
We've just been trying to do more activities in the community because we really don't have anything here. There's no stores, no restaurants, no groceries. So we try to use this civic club as a place to bring the community together. And so Jennifer reached out and asked if she could host an event here. And I said, yeah, we could do it with you. And so we decided to sell concessions and stuff. So we're really excited, and we wanted to make it big here in Melbourne since we're the only place in Graves County.
Fire Chief Danny Harrison agrees.
Our fire department is supported by dues. We collect $40 from each member from their tax bill. Other than that, we have to have fundraisers. There's some money that comes through the State Fire Commission, but it's mainly the dues and the fundraisers that we do throughout the year. And fire equipment is very expensive, so every little bit we can get helps.
Outside, members of the Mayfield Graves County Tourism Commission, like George Anlikowski, give out eclipse glasses, fans, and other information about the county.
It's such an unusual phenomenon, and it catches people's attention and breaks us out of our little day-to-day routines. And so I love that people are gathering here to enjoy some, for many, a once-in-a-lifetime occasion.
Tourism Director Jennifer Walker agrees, too.
We're in a rural area, so you don't have to deal with the crowds. You don't have to deal with the bumper-to-bumper traffic. You can just kind of drive in leisurely, set up, have a nice picnic with your family, and it's as much about the togetherness and community as it is that moment of totality.
Two eclipse watchers drove from Atlanta, Georgia, just to have the small town experience.
You can get more out in nature. You don't have the big buildings. You don't have people right on you. It's just more.
You don't have a lot of lights that come on automatically, like stadium lights or tennis court lights or something.
I just feel like I like just being more out in the open versus being in a park someplace in a city.
As the sky grew darker, you could hear the birds get quieter. Everyone had their eyes on the sky. And at 2:01 p.m., Melbourne had reached totality. It only lasted around 30 seconds.
Here it goes. Here it goes. There's a little bitty dot.
There's my other eye. It's gone now, right?
No, there's a little bitty.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Oh, it's that bead.
Yep.
Seeing the diamond ring from the solar eclipse gave me goosebumps. It was surreal, to say the least. But as quickly as it came, it was gone. Solar eclipses are often a once-in-a-lifetime event, and it's extremely rare for so many people to get the chance to see it.
One of the things that this makes us think about is how this an eclipse is so impactful for the Native Americans and the primitive peoples. They literally had built their life around the cycle of the sun and the moon, and then to have that disappear, you can imagine how shocking and ultimately how frightening that could be to them, and why they invested so much power in those kinds of occurrences.
The next solar eclipse won't be until 2044, and only three states will be in totality then. This is Scotland Ballard reporting for 270 Stories and the Murray State News in Melbourne.